Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hello, hello, Kathy Love here. How are you? Thank you for joining in on this episode. I've recently been working with a handful of allied health business owners who have been growing their businesses, building their teams, signing contracts and planning and designing new rooms, and another couple of businesses that are building websites. So this is my sort of usual daily, weekly, beautiful conversations with business owners. And a bit of a theme has come through, and I'm really curious about where your thinking sits on this, and it's the notion of the rooms. And it starts way back with what you even call your rooms. Do you use the word clinic, or do you use the word office or center or some other word for it? And I guess just to kind of have a little moment thinking on the word clinic, for me it's a little medical-ish, but you might be really, really comfy with it, and it might sort of sit with the way that you do things. But it also kind of has blown out a whole lot of other conversation I've been having about what what your rooms, what your home base looks like, feels like, and what message it portrays to the market. Some of you might be a little bit surprised to hear that allied health business owners are engaging designers to help them fit out rooms. And these aren't the big companies. These are really future-focused, small and fast-growing allied health businesses that I'm hearing this about. And I guess it kind of brings to mind the question of the value that brings, because obviously it's an investment. And what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing at the end of these significant projects are rooms that are just breathtaking. You know, therapy rooms, meeting rooms, team rooms, waiting rooms, the facade, the whole thing is just looking so amazing. And what working with professional designers, whether it's an architect or a designer, an interior designer, a stylist, whoever, there's probably a few people that can kind of co-pilot with you on this beautification program, if you want to call it that. You're in specialist hands, you know. It's why we have bookkeepers and accountants. That's why we engage marketing specialists. And working with a designer really brings that oomph to what you're doing. And I've been reminded about how powerful this impact is. And I'm thinking of a couple of businesses, and I obviously won't name them, but the story is such that what we've identified is that the customer experience and the customer's perception of the experience they will have working with a business very much includes the rooms, but very much starts way before they even open the front door. What I'm enjoying witnessing is businesses that have professional designed rooms, but then have professional photography of those rooms, and that is appearing on their branding material. It is most definitely appearing on their website. It's being shown very elegantly across all their social media platforms. I know some businesses who work with children who are on their special spot on the autism spectrum, and that they're being the photos and images are being used in social stories, welcome videos and the like. Also being used on flyers and documentation and marketing material as well. So before your new customer even opens the door, they've got a perception of the cultural tone, the environmental tone of the business. What I've also seen the designers bring to the conversation is a complete and remarkable suite of guidelines for what the premises is going to look like. Colors, swatches, fabrics, tonal variations, complementary tones, so on and so forth. And I must admit, just quietly between you and I, I'm really quite pleased to see that there's some really kind of on-trend as such colours and tonal value going in. For me, I've worked with children for a very, very, very long time. And for me, big colours usually triggers big behaviour. And so there's actually been some digging into the psychology and the impact that colour has on behaviour and mood and thought and so on and so forth. So what I'm starting to see are rooms that are really remarkable. They're not over the top. They're very subtle. They're very elegant. They're very customer focused, and that their value is being shared multimedia so that the customer has a really strong sense of the effort and the professionalism that is sitting behind the whole design and the whole design of the service. So my question to drop in at this point is, how do your rooms measure up at the moment? When was the last time you kind of really stood at the door and did a quiet walkthrough and really did an audit of the furniture, the flooring, the paint, the windows, the equipment, the front desk, on and on? You know exactly what I'm talking about. And whether you actually have ever thought of inviting an external specialist in to walk through the rooms and evaluate it with you, and even to seek their opinion on what it would take to give it a lift. Because sometimes when I visit businesses, I walk in and I'm very instantly met with the sense that the appearance of the rooms doesn't match the appearance, the service that's offered. Okay, so sometimes when I'm kind of visiting rooms, and I'm visiting many over the years, it's a little tired, a little grubby sometimes. Totally understand how that can happen. The furniture's a little kind of ad hoc. It might be a little leftover-ish. It might be a little friend of a friend-ish. It might have been good then, but it's just earned its keep. And, you know, waiting rooms, you know, yeah, just could do with a bit of a zhuzh. Bathrooms, you know, they're really important. Are they kind of meeting the standards that you would expect if you were working with a business a little like yourselves? Do you actually even reach out to customers and ask what their experience of your physical environment is? Do they have some suggestions that you could come up with? So if you haven't done that audit and that walkthrough yourself, I wonder if that's something that would be useful. So probably it would be good to start right out on the street front and to have a think about the facade and the parking experience, to have a think about the front door experience, the wait experience, to have a think about the reception or lack of, whatever it is and wherever you're up to. All good, this is just awareness building. To have a think about the bathrooms, the hallways, how does traffic work? How is rubbish and storage and desk space, how does that all work? What are the rooms like where you actually work and meet with customers? What is the team room like? What is your office like? Has it been a little kind of put together on the smell of an oily rag, or have you really invested in the structure and function of pieces and rooms and that it really is looking pretty, pretty spectacular? I'm also going to add to that list the lighting and the acoustics, and really kind of round it all off. You might even want to rate each of the rooms. You might even want to put in a beautification plan and start with some good easy wins and do a little bit of groundwork potentially before you bring in a designer. You might just want to totally get some professional independent input and get the grand plan done and then have a very staged approach to lifting the rooms if that is what they need. So that is my best thinking on this topic. I certainly get asked about this a lot. I get asked about how important are the rooms, and they're really important. And if you're going to do them, probably a really good thing to do them really, really well. That may not mean a massive cash and time dump up front. There may be a whole series of little things that you do, but just like having a business plan, to have a grand design plan and work towards it. But potentially think about getting some professional input on that. Alrighty, I'm going to leave you to ponder that one. Probably good if you don't drive straight to IKEA right now. Just do a bit of a check-in first and, build a bit of a plan around it. Alrighty, I'd love to hear how you go with it. A really big thank you for investing your energy right through to the end of this episode of Private Practice Made Perfect. I really hope it was helpful and interesting and just what you needed to progress all things awesome in your allied health business. Now, we are all about helping and sharing and caring and making business easier for you guys. Please take a dance over to nacre.com.au. nacre.com.au. Over there, you will see all sorts of things that we're up to, but our biggest excitement right now is the Private Practice Virtual Conference. So save the date, October the 25th, but better still, click a link very near here, click the top banner of the homepage of the website, and get your tickets booked right now. So yes, it's virtual. You can attend from anywhere in the world. It is live and fun and spectacular on October the 25th, but you get 30 days afterwards to jump back in, re-listen, rethink, rework all of the complete program, all of the speakers, all of the presentations, so on and so forth. So over the years, we have had hundreds of allied health business owners from all over the world participate in the virtual conference. And this year, October 25th, we don't want you to miss out. So make sure that you get in and get registered. It's a super cool investment, super, super cool value. And the feedback we get about this program is absolutely remarkable. So it is our pleasure. It's one of our favorite things to do. And we can't wait to e-meet you there at the Private Practice Virtual Conference. And our theme is Excite Your Team for Business Success. So we're answering all of those questions we get about team and helping you get all of that good stuff done. Right, that's enough from me. Look forward to meeting you later.